Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. It is 11:30, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight, I'm going to be talking about NXT TakeOver, which many of us just witnessed tonight. And I'm going to be previewing and giving my predictions for WrestleMania. The first thing that comes to my mind when I think about TakeOver is, wow. There were three really good matches and two just absolutely mind-blowing matches. The three really good matches were Matt Riddle versus the Velveteen Dream for the NXT North American Championship, which that was just a step below mind-blowing to me. And the Velveteen Dream successfully defended his title. The War Raiders versus Ricochet and Aleister Black was really good, although admittedly I fell asleep at the beginning and just caught the last 2 or 3 minutes of the match. It's been a long day, so I've been very tired. But what I saw of that match was really good. And the NXT crowd sent Ricochet and Aleister Black out with a bang after their defeat at the hands of the War Raiders. You could tell Ricochet especially was very emotional at the fact that he would no longer be performing in front of the NXT crowd. And the women's fatal four-way. That was, for a fatal four-way, a very solid, very good match. All four competitors really showcased their talents. Shayna Baszler tamed by tapping out Bianca Belair to the Kiributa Clutch. But there were several times when I thought Shayna Baszler was going to lose that title, either by getting pinned herself or by somebody else getting pinned. Now, the two matches that were just absolute, to me, just absolutely mind-blowingly good. Walter versus Pete Dunne. Now, admittedly, this is the first time I've ever seen Walter wrestle. And for a man of his size, holy crap, that boy can move. And I've made no bones about the fact that I'm a huge Pete Dunne fan. Have been since the inaugural NXT UK tournament. And I just... Pete Dunne is, to me, what a professional. And that match tonight between Pete Dunne and Walter is what professional wrestling should be. And I said professional wrestling. I will always say professional wrestling. sports entertainment is okay, but I'm a big fan of professional wrestling. Unfortunately, Walter did pick up the victory. And I say unfortunately only because I am a huge Pete Dunne fan and would have liked to have seen him reach 700 days as champion. But Walter picked up a well-deserved victory in that match. And, you know, I really hope there's a rematch on either NXT or the NXT UK brand, because I could watch those two wrestle again for an hour and not get tired of it. Like I said, to me, that match was the epitome of professional wrestling. And then another match, the main event, which again, to me, was just mind-blowingly good. And epitomized what professional wrestling is all about. Johnny Gargano versus Adam Cole, 2 out of 3 falls for the vacant NXT Heavyweight Championship. Cole picked up the first fall, and then Gargano picked up 2 falls, even with the Undisputed Era interfering in the third fall. It was a great professional wrestling match. It was, like I said, what I think professional wrestling should be. There was some high flying. There were some moves that I wasn't really a big fan of. But overall, I really enjoyed it. And there was the surprise appearance, although I wasn't honestly surprised, by Tommaso Ciampa, who came out and hugged his former tag team partner and his wife Candice LeRae to celebrate Gargano's win. So it'll be interesting to see where that story goes when Ciampa is able to come back. And if Ciampa eventually stabs Johnny in the back a second time, or if it is a legitimate reunion and they go after the War Raiders whoever are the tag team champions when Tommaso Ciampa's neck is healed and he is able to come back. I give, you know, I'm not much on giving star ratings, but I give TakeOver solid 5 stars. It was incredible. I think I think this may be my favorite takeover to date. All the matches just kept me, obviously, except for the tag team title match, which I, like I said, I fell asleep during. All of the matches kept me enthralled, kept me focused, and I was really, really impressed by the, I was really impressed by how well Velveteen Dream and Matt Riddle performed. Matt Riddle especially, considering he has not been in WWE NXT for very long. I think it's just under a year, and the way he, his abilities are grossly underrated, I believe. And, you know, if Kofi doesn't win the WWE Championship tomorrow, which I'm hoping he will, and I'll be getting to that a little bit later on, I think Velveteen Dream has a very good opportunity at being the first black WWE champion. So that's my opinion on TakeOver, and that is my review for TakeOver. Now on to my preview for WrestleMania this Sunday night. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. I count 17 matches, including the pre-show. Now, I think that's a lot. And I think that's a little much, but I understand why. You've got the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I think will be won by somebody completely unexpected. I honestly think that either Luke Gallows or Carl Anderson might win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And that's not just wishful thinking, which it is wishful thinking, but I think they might actually have a shot at winning it, because as most people know, they were offered a contract extension, which they turned down, and I think giving one of them that might be a way for WWE to try to convince them to sign a contract extension and stay in WWE instead of either going to AEW or going back to Japan. I have it on very reliable sources that Carl Anderson is not exactly he doesn't want to go back to Japan necessarily. He likes being home, spending time with his kids more than he's able to do when he goes to Japan. So he might leave, and or he might stay, and Luke Gallows might leave, but I don't see Carl Anderson leaving. He might go to AEW if he does leave, but I could actually see Carl Anderson staying by himself. You've got the Women's Battle Royal, which honestly, I have no clue who will win that match. If Ember Moon comes back, I would say possibly her. Otherwise, I would think somebody like Asuka, who won the first ever Women's Royal Rumble match last year. Or maybe somebody like a Mandy Rose or Sonya Deville. Somebody who really needs a push, who really needs a career boost. And then you've got the Cruiserweight title match, Buddy Murphy versus Tony Nese. Now, this is a match of pure agility versus pure power. And I think in this case, pure power wins out. And I think Tony Nese walks out of WrestleMania as your new Cruiserweight champion. The pre-show matches. Now for the main card of WrestleMania. You've got Miz versus Shane McMahon in a Falls Count Anywhere match. Miz has a lot riding on this match. Shane is a corporate executive who has no business being in the ring. That being said, it being a Falls Count Anywhere match, I can honestly see Shane McMahon winning and lengthening his or padding his record at WrestleMania. Then you've got Triple H versus Batista in a no holds barred match where if Triple H loses, he must retire from active competition. And that is exactly why I see Triple H winning. Because I don't see Triple H ready to hang up the boots quite yet. You've got. I could also see a swerve where Ric Flair comes to the ring to, like, he's going to help Triple H, but actually help Batista. You've got what is scheduled to be the United States Championship match between Samoa Joe and Rey Mysterio Jr. I think that match is going to be either scrapped or Joe is going to end up with a new opponent, very likely John Cena. You've got, and if it stays Joe versus Ray, then Samoa Joe's gonna win. You've got Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. Now, right now, Roman Reigns is the biggest babyface in the company because of his fight with leukemia. Some of the boos are starting to creep back into the crowd, but overall, Roman Reigns is cheered more than he has been ever. And I think I think they're going to want to keep that going, and I believe Roman will defeat Drew McIntyre. You've got the Raw Tag Team title match that was not made on TV. The Revival taking on Ryder and Kurt Hawkins. Now, I don't see them making this match unless Ryder and Hawkins walk out with the titles. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen, because you don't put two guys that are as big underdogs as Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins in a match like that unless they're going to win. You've got the SmackDown Tag Team Title Fatal 4-Way match between the Usos, Aleister Black and Ricochet, The Bar, and Shinsuke Nakamura and Rusev. Now, this is the most interesting match, honestly, on the card to me, as far as my prediction, because I could see this going any of four ways. I could see the Usos retaining, or I could see any of the other three teams winning the match for various reasons. Because they're on such a roll, Aleister Black and Ricochet are your new SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Then you've got Kurt Angle's farewell match versus Baron Corbin. Now, this is the match that everybody wants to see John Cena inserted into and Baron Corbin taken out of, because Baron Corbin is so boring. And I'm with everybody else. I would rather this be Angle versus Cena, because Angle started Cena's career. It is only poetic that Cena end Angle's career. Fans, if you're a retiring wrestler, traditionally you go out on your back. Corbin beats Angle to a chorus of boos. Now, some other matches. You've got the Intercontinental title, the Demon Balor versus Bobby Lashley. I don't see Finn Balor losing as the Demon to Lashley at WrestleMania. So Finn Balor wins, new Intercontinental champion. You've got, in what has become a very personal, very real storyline, you've got Randy Orton versus AJ Styles. Now, some of these promos have been fantastic. And if they could just cut promos on each other for a half hour, I think that would be great. Probably better than the match itself. I think Styles has to win. He won last year, but lost the year before, I believe. So I think Styles wins. You've got the Women's Championship Triple Threat match, winner take all. Now, there has been rumors and talk that Ronda Rousey is leaving WWE after WrestleMania for an extended period of time. And even though I would love to see Becky Lynch walk out of New York with both titles, I think you see Charlotte Flair walk out with both championships. The women's tag team title, Fatal 4-Way. The Boston Hug Connection versus Tamina and Nia Jax versus Beth Phoenix and Natalya versus the Iconics. That's three teams from Raw versus and one team from SmackDown. I see those titles going over to SmackDown. I see the Iconics pulling out the major upset, which that will be a major upset if they win, and not just the fans being upset, but because I think the Iconics are smaller than all three teams, except for maybe Boston Hug Connection. Daniel Bryan versus Kofi Kingston. Somehow, some way, Kofi's going to get screwed by Vince. Daniel Bryan's going to win. And you know what? I hope I'm wrong, but that's just the way I see things going. And the Universal Championship match, pretty sure Lesnar is going to go away finally and focus on his UFC career. So I predict Rollins wins, maybe with some help from Dean Ambrose. But, you know, it's really hard to predict that one because you never know what Lesnar is going to decide to do. Those are my predictions for WrestleMania. I will be back here Monday night after Raw, the biggest Raw of the year, the Raw after WrestleMania, to discuss WrestleMania and Raw. And I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to it. Have a good night, everybody.